I think we all think about what it would be like to be a millionaire, to win $1 million alpha bucks, what you would do with that. And you often say this, Fev, and you're right, and I think it's a wonderful adage to live by. You can't take it with you. Yeah. What's your thing about the armor guard truck?
The armor guard truck doesn't follow you to the graveyard.
See? And it's true. Like, we enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Important to save for rainy days and be, you know, have that insurance. But by the same token, you can't take it with you.
No. When you pass and lay in there, you've all got the same.
Now, the super rich, and I mean the super rich, when they pass on, they sometimes put crazy things in their wills. And we're going to actually, unbelievably, we are going to open the phones, 131060, and talk about weird will requests.
Mm.
Because it's the last, sometimes it's the last chance for a jokester or a prankster to have a bit of fun. You know, there are very funny people who put in weird things in their wills.
I had a laugh about a will on the weekend. I haven't been to my parents' house and where I've been in months because of lockdown. Go out there, a whole family, going to hang out with my mum and dad. First thing, hey, Nick, can you sign our wills? Well, this is a fun start to the family catch-up. And then
do you
I
get
read,
the house,
though. Well, no, because it says the person...
Yeah.
You know, the person signing it can't be one that's going to receive.
Yeah, you can't sign your parents.
No, no, no. But they said, you're not on it.
Ah! Wow.
Stiff.
I would have thought you could.
I wouldn't have signed it.
Rough way to find out.
I wouldn't have signed it.
You wouldn't have signed it?
No.
I signed it.
Now, what do the rich and famous put in their wills? Well, here's an example. So there is somebody that put in their will $12 million to be left to their dog. I remember when that...
Yeah, we did
that. We did that story, a billionaire. $12 million to a dog.
Guess what? Whew. Dog's not getting it.
No, you know. Well, she was also very clear that her grandchildren weren't to get it. So that's just bitter. There's a fallout there. Another guy, his name's Roger Brown. He passed away and he left in his will. He wasn't necessarily a millionaire, but he just said he had £3,500, which is about $7,000 Australian, to be left to his seven best friends so they could have a boozy weekend.
Oh, what that's a cool, legend, isn't it? Man.
That's like, what you want.
Put that money aside for my mates to have a great weekend.
That's nice.
Remember my will, Boxy, because I didn't have a will, and you made me go get one. You're like, how could you not have a will? So I went and did it with Alex, and Alex did her will at the same time, Nick. And as I was sitting in the same room with the lawyer dude, the will guy, I did mine, and everything goes to Alex, and she signs off and everything. And it got to Alex's turn. And she's like, well, I don't trust him, so everything's going to Mia. So I get nothing.
Wow.
Well, I mean, Mia will allow for you.
Will she?
Yeah, she will.
Because if I was Mia, I wouldn't. I'd keep it.
No, but I think
you're also upset at the possibility of what would happen if you live longer than Schnooksy, which isn't going to happen. So don't worry about it.
Probably not.
How's this? Somebody left £26,000 again, about $50,000 to Jesus. So
they need cash.
Churches will be wrapped. They need it.
The church needs cash.
They got no money.
There was an inventor, and he wanted about the same amount of money to be turned into a frisbee. So he wanted his money to become an actual frisbee that people could fly around.
Awesome.
It's fascinating. This
That's
stuff.
Probably the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
I actually saw a sign driving out to see a mate the other day near Northcote. I think it was like Northcote Lawyers or something. And their thing was, have you been treated unfairly in a will? Which to me just reads, why weren't you nice at a nan? You know, if nan's not leaving your stuff, were you not nice to nan or
That's
wasn't nan?
True. And also, it's wills aren't fair. They're somebody's wishes. Yeah. I never understood that. That's not fair. Well, it's not about fairness. It's about what they wanted.
You just want your relatives to be rich, so you're in the will. Well, be nice as to them. But none of my relatives are rich, so it doesn't
matter. Yeah, I've never...
Or my parents aren't rich.
Yeah.
No, so when they go, I get nothing. I'll probably get bills.
Yeah. No, Cody's passed anything down, I don't think.
I'll just get the rest. Fee will end up getting an estate or something.
No, don't be silly. 131060.
I'll get a bottle of Rothbury.
Another one. She'll have her own postcode.
What's been in a will? Have you had any interesting will experiences? Yeah. We want to hear them. Now, Leanne in Roxburgh Park. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Leanne. Have you had a relative that's had a specific request?
Yes, my dad in his will asked to be buried with a packet of cigarettes, a lighter, and a bottle of Pepsi in case when he got to heaven all the shops were closed.
I've asked for put a phone in mine. That's in my will. to be buried with a phone.
I know, but your
reason
is...
Just in case I wake up.
Yeah, but under the ground, there's no reception. So that would be frustrating. You'd be awake in there going, oh, no, I was alive. They made a mistake. You need some sort of... I'm trying to help you out here.
Yeah.
Why don't you request to be sort of buried in a mausoleum, which is above ground?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have it like a room. So
maybe
your casket's in the room and then have a key so you can get out. There you go.
That's a heaps better idea.
Yeah.
Nah, this is what I guarantee.
Do you want to come?
This is what I'd hear. You'd hear Fev underground. He said he wants the phone just in case he wakes up. But you'd just be walking past the cemetery and hear under the dirt, "Come on, Seven! Come on! You can do it!"
100.